If you're talking about one of those DC stabilizer, DC voltage regulators, whatever the hell they call it, I actually ended up putting one of those on mine as well. I've got mine in a 24 Silverado, and I was having some weird voltage issues, so that seemed to have fixed it, so good idea doing that. The more digital these radios get, the more temperamental. But yeah, great radio. I love the fact that it's got a speaker in the head, so I don't know how you plan on mounting it, but mine's sitting above my mirror. And then the control cables up in the headliner, down the A-pillar, into the trim on the baseboard, the floorboard, and the units under the seat. So that's the main reason I bought it, was because I didn't have an external speaker for it.
Yeah, real fine. Yeah, that's my favorite feature, and I've got the volume. Boy, it's plenty loud. It's going to be great in the mobile with that speaker right in front. That's such a great feature. Yeah, I'm going to... I bought a kind of a, I can't remember the name of the company, but a shaft that's going to mount onto the bolt for my passenger seat and bring it up right next to my console. There's really nowhere good. I've got a Jeep Compass, and it's kind of a small interior, and really nowhere good to put the radio, and I'm not fond of putting radios on dash, and there was no room up by the mirror. So yeah, it's going to go under the seat unless I find a better spot for it. And yeah, with my car especially, even I can see on the monitor and the dash, the voltage is all over the place. It's got that backup battery system when the car, comes to the intersection, which then stops the engine, which I'm going to turn that off. But, in that scenario, the voltage drops pretty low, and I'm sure this radio wouldn't be happy with that at all. But, yeah, I'm looking to get it all installed.